Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, stick around for Brisket Boy.
Baby Brisket sparked the whole conversation about names.
That's right.
Which then also popped up in a little Ben and Kelly court situation. Can grandparents name themselves?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool Papa B. And then group therapy. Anna basically wanted to know, am I dating a petty thief? He just likes to take all the free little packets of sugar and butter and jams that are left on the table.
Technically, no, but we think he takes more than his fair share.
Yep. Setting the bar stories, classic phone tap, and more.
Enjoy your Tuesday podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
I did something this morning that I haven't done in over 2.5 years. And that is, I started driving downtown to go to work.
Oh, so, old habits die hard.
So, yeah. So we, for those of you who don't know, our radio station moved out of downtown. We were on 4th Street for probably 30 years. And then we moved over to Hurstbourne, Shelbyville area, right? Mm-hmm. And so I take a different way to work now, right? But I...
it's much closer to where you live.
Yeah.
Much closer.
Yeah. So I realized it. I don't know. I was just zoning, I guess. You know, it's early in the morning. And I came to the realization as I am starting to get on the on-ramp.
Oh, no.
And I'm like...
What'd you do?
I go, wait. Where am I going? Where am I going? Where am I going? Oh, and so, you know, my brain all of a sudden is like, okay, how can I, should I stop here in reverse?
That's up on Westport.
That's a no.
Yeah, we don't reverse on ramps.
I know. Nope. That's it. Doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the night, right?
Yep. Nope.
Don't do that.
Yep.
And so I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, could I, what's going to be the quickest way? And then all of a sudden, I'm like,
you get off at Westport, right? You get off at Westport.
I have all sorts of maps in my head, and I'm trying to like Google map myself back to
Shelbyville Row. You need to Google map yourself. It's just the next exit's right there. It's Westport.
Well,
how did that not immediately pop
your brain? Or turning around on the freeway, like getting off, getting on, like that sort of thing, where you can go, okay, well, maybe I could go to 64 and like do the little loopy loop. And
your on-ramp is right next
get
to your
off,
house. What on-ramp were
get
you
on, on? Get off, get on. Well, I ended up doing that. I ended up getting off the freeway and making my way through. But I did basically a huge loop that took me way out of my way. However, it's still one of those things where I'm, you realize at the last second that you're doing something wrong. And you see people all the time on the freeway whip over and make some sort of wild decision that, you know,
that's not safe,
causes accidents, or it almost causes accidents. But it's because of things like this where you're just zoning and then you're like, oh, dang, there's my exit. Or, oh no,
I'm
in an exit lane.
I didn't mean to go this way.
And I don't need to go this way. What am I doing? Yeah. And so I
went right. I should have gone left.
I know. I was getting on the freeway and I realized it at the last minute. I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Why am I going downtown? No.
Sleepy Ben was driving and then
this is not
Ben started to take over.
Yeah, I know. And it was a brain struggle for me.
Yeah.
At, before 4 o'clock in the morning. So.
It's a lot going on.
That's how I started my day. And, okay. Things are good now. You know,
that's good.
Yeah. We're good. We know where we are. We're in the right building. Everything's fine.
You do have an easy fix though with that mistake for you, because it's like right there. You get off in Westport, take a little left and you get right back on.
Yeah. I mean,
it could have been worse. It could have been worse. But glad you made the realization as you're getting on the ramp so you could make that decision to get off at the next exit.
Yeah, and not when I'm getting off downtown and going,
exactly.
Wait,
that would have been way worse.
What did I just do for the past 15 minutes?
Walk through the back door, notice the key doesn't work. Why is that?
This is strange.
That would have been a little bit more problematic because that would have meant you were kind of sleepy the entire way.
Yeah, I remember one time getting all the way downtown and realizing that I had driven with my wife's keys. And so, therefore, I didn't have the keys to get into the building.
Oh, no.
I had picked up the wrong set of keys. They were both sitting on the counter, and I just grabbed keys, and I thought they were mine. And so I got all the car works, so it's all good. Yes, exactly. It's like, you know, we both have keys to each other's cars, so it's not like that's a thing. So I had to drive all the way home.
Get the
right keys. I mean, and it was just, it was one of those things where you just have to kind of chalk it up and say, well, today's ruined.
Yeah. Like, you know what?
Well,
maybe we'll try again tomorrow.
Maybe I'll just call in sick at this point.
Yeah.
I tried.
I don't carry my husband's like other key, and he doesn't carry my other key. But we leave the spares at home just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Like something, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's play a fun little game, shall we? The game is called Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Swifty Kim calling us from...
Swifty Kim!
I didn't even get where you're calling us from. Your house.
Swifty Land.
Oh, PRP. There you go. Swifty Kim, brown hair, 5'6", works for an insurance company, and is currently married. Oh, I'm so happy.
And a rabid Swift Taylor Swift fan.
Yes.
That's why we call her Swifty Kim.
That's right. Now, Swifty Kim, you probably already know then that Ed Sheeran opened for Taylor Swift a long time ago, probably on her, Red Tour or something like that?
Yes.
They're friends.
Yeah, friends. There you go.
It's a Nashville show. You never know what will happen.
Yep, that's right. All right, Little Kid, Drunk Adult, Kelly, explain how it all works.
So you're going to hear three stories. Your task is to determine, is the star of each story a little kid or a drunk adult?
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. First one.
I gave my bestie the salon treatment and all of her hair fell out.
Whoops.
Gave my bestie a spa treatment, the hair fell out?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That's tough. I don't know. I don't think I would let a drunk person give me a spa treatment. So I'm going to guess a little kid.
Okay.
Or they're drunk hanging out going, guess what we need to do? Let's do your hair. I got this hair coloring set. Let's make you beautiful. I think it could be a drunk adult.
All right, so Kelly's saying drunk adult. Kim, you're saying little kid, right?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with little kid.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh no. Drunk adult? Are you kidding me?
Oh no.
Me and a girlfriend were having a girls' weekend, and we decided that since guys sucked, we were going to pamper ourselves and do pseudo spa day, give each other treatments. She wanted a relaxing hair wash and blow out, like you get at a salon.
Mm-hmm.
When I poured out the shampoo and started to massage her scalp, she was like, this isn't shampoo. Nope, not shampoo. It was Nair. You know what happened next.
Oh, no. She washed her hair with Nair.
How did you make that mistake?
Wow, I don't know, Kim.
Seriously.
They're drunk.
Just being drunk.
They're drunk. Oh, yes, exactly. No. All right, you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid or drunk adult. Okay.
I got stuck on an electric barbed wire fence while trying to sneak into a cow pasture.
Oh, but who hasn't, right? Who hasn't?
I feel like we've heard this story before, but I don't know if it was from her. How many people are doing this?
Kelly, it's Kentucky, you know? Maybe Southern Indiana.
I feel like somebody did this and wanted to pet a rabbit.
Yeah.
Remember that? Okay. Ooh.
Well, here, let's hear Kim first.
I'm going to definitely say drunk adult for this.
Drunk adult. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll go with you on that.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, dang it.
Wow. Wow. 0 for 2.
Me and my friend wanted to sneak in to see the cows, so we crawled underneath a barbed wire fence, and it got caught in the back of my shirt. And because we were little, my friend couldn't free me, so he had to go get our parents. And I had to lay there and keep getting shocked every few seconds until he got back.
Oh my gosh. Kim, have you ever been, have you ever been shocked by like one of those barbed wire fences?
Thank God, no.
Yeah, neither have I. They sound painful though.
I'm going to proceed with caution around those. Goodness.
But I think you're right, Kelly. I do think we've heard this story before. That sounds very familiar.
Someone that is different. Yeah, somebody.
Somebody yes. saw a rabbit yeah. and wanted to get there.
I feel like, yeah.
All right. Kim, you're doing terrible.
Just get one. Just get one.
Please.
Kim, this is going to be like an all or nothing for you. All or nothing.
Please.
Here we go.
All right.
All of our eggs in this basket.
Last one. Little kid or drunk adult.
I ran around the store screaming, "Wiener, wiener, wiener, I got wieners."
Oh, yes. Was that Kelly when she was just a little kid?
No.
Oh.
No.
Sorry.
It was last Tuesday.
I think it was. We have the proof of that. Like, we have the recording.
You're right. You're uh-huh. right. We do.
Uh-huh.
We do have the proof.
I love wieners.
See?
Yeah.
There it is.
Love that button. That's a fun button.
Kelly, were you drunk when you said that? Or were you
it was not me. Can we establish this is not me? This is not me.
I mean, that has to be a drunk adult, right? Like, what little kid is, I don't know. Kids today.
Kids today.
I mean, it could be a little kid just wanting some hot dogs.
Could
Maybe.
Be.
Maybe.
We need an answer. The show ends, you know, in a couple hours here.
She said drunk adult.
Are you saying drunk adult?
Yeah, drunk adult.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go with her on that. We'll go down with the ship together, Swifty Kim, if we get this wrong.
Okay.
My mom was mortified.
Oh, no.
I was a little kid, and I went grocery shopping with her, and she asked me if I wanted anything, and that's when I kicked and screaming about how much, wieners! That is what I called them, apparently, and for whatever reason, on this particular day, I wanted to scream it from the mountaintop. Love this segment. Have a great day, you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Kim.
That's a 0-3. You goose egg, Kim.
You got none right. That's impressive. That's impressive.
We should have played Can't Beat Kelly. I always win at that one.
Oh,
you're right. It was just the wrong game.
It was the wrong game. That's what it was. Let's blame the game. We'll blame us.
Acknowledge this was the wrong game.
We'll just blame us, Kim, okay? Well, here, hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize anyways, all right?
That was a really fun way to lose.
Fun way to lose.
I love wieners.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, Kim, you're a joy. Hang tight, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. All right. So we want to hear more of your stories, though, okay?
Yes, we need those stories to keep this bit alive.
Yep.
So send us a little voice note. Like, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Coming up.
We do a setting the bar story at this time every morning. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we're not in the game of name shaming here, but if you can manage to make it through the day without naming your kid Brisket, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be difficult.
So
that's going to present some issues, especially at a barbecue.
That's what the sister is trying to convince her brother of, right? So she's trying to get her brother to reconsider naming his kid Brisket. I guess he came up with it while he was smoking meat, her 29-year-old brother and his 27-year-old wife expecting their first kid.
I like Brisket. That sounds like a really good thing.
Right. They came up with this. They've been trying to come up with a name. Like, they're like, those of us who have kids know the immense pressure of naming a child.
Well, yes, we tried to go through all the different ways that name could be made fun of.
That's one way to do it.
Yes.
She wrote on Reddit, he told everyone at Sunday dinner that if it's a boy, they want to name him Brisket. Yes, like the barbecue dish. At first, we all thought he was joking, but no, he doubled down, said it's strong, masculine, and unforgettable. My sister-in-law looked kind of uncomfortable. Yes, but didn't say much. My mom nearly choked on her iced tea.
Oh, wow.
So she tried telling him Brisket could be a cute nickname.
Yes, nickname.
But apparently he got defensive.
Oh, no.
And accused her of trying to crush his creativity.
What kind of name is that anyhow, huh?
Yeah.
So what was, I'm just curious, did they say what their girl name was? Maybe we could just pray it's a girl.
Maybe it's coleslaw.
Maybe it's coleslaw. Yes. Could be. I don't think that's better. I understand this family's plight. That is, that's tragic.
I mean, we don't have a resolution on this.
Oh, we don't?
Right now, it's still up for debate,
apparently. So Baby Brisket
apparently.
Is cruising towards being Baby Brisket.
if If a boy, now to be fair, I guess it could be, that's a gender non-specific name, I think.
Oh, it could be.
Because you could call the girl like Brissy for short. You don't like that? Brissy? That could be cute. Well, Brissy.
Again, I think it's problematic either way.
Anyways, Brisket is the name. So I don't know. They're still trying to work it out. Like I said, it was on an Ask Me Anything sort of, or Am I the Jerk on Reddit.
So we don't know what they chose.
Yeah. There is no like resolution on this right now. But just know, names are powerful. Don't take naming your kid lightly.
Exactly, so, because this is going to, they're going to carry it forever.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without naming your kid Brisket, you're doing okay. What I want
to
know,
they're old enough to legally change it.
What name did you want to name your kid, and what name is your kid now? Did you guys go through we were kind of kicking around the name Popsicle, but then I decided, well,
Popsicle,
maybe not.
I was going to be Jared if I was a boy.
Yeah, I would have been Megan if I was a girl, but I mean, nothing crazy.
Yeah, that was normal names.
Yeah, those were
normal names.
Fairly normal, yeah. But what name did you want to name your kid, and what name is your kid now? We'll take some of those stories coming up on 99.7 JX. That's your Sandy the Bar story. What name did you want to name your kid, or were you considering naming your kid? And what name is your kid now?
Inspired by Baby Brisket.
Yeah. Brent, a listener, texted in and said, when I was in college, I had a professor who let his kids choose their own middle name and when they grew up. And one of them decided on Banana.
Banana.
That reminds me, I had a sixth grade teacher who named his kids Seven and Trillion. Seven was his son. Trillion was his daughter. And, you know,
did they have a complex? Did Trillion think she was way better?
I don't know. I didn't really know them as they, you know, got older and stuff like that. But, you know, it's like you grow into your names and then it maybe seems unique or weird to start. And then you get used to it, I guess. Got another message from Amy who said, I loved the name Davis, but got vetoed thanks to someone on the radio. And we went with Knox.
Oh,
sorry.
Wow. Oh, man. Ouchie.
Yeah.
I wanted Maverick because Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mason, my husband, said Maverick sounded like a dog's name.
They wound up naming him Mason.
Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sounded like a dog's
name. Yeah. Stephanie said there was an influencer who named her son Aquaman. Remember that?
Yeah. No, I saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah. We did that. And then she says, my brother's 7 years older than me. And when I was born, he wanted to name me Pedro.
Pedro. Vote for Pedro.
Yeah. Right. right. That's funny.
I kind of like that. I wanted Luna. Thought it sounded magical.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Got Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
My mom said Luna sounded like a cat.
All right.
I see that.
Yeah, all right.
Jen said
I wanted to name our daughter Scotland. My husband's middle name is Scott. Mine is Lynn. He totally shot me down. Her name is Sophia now. And 14 years later, she says she wishes that was her name. Well, that's a pretty name. It kind of reminds me of the country, Scotland.
Well, yes.
Scotland.
And maybe that's why they had a problem with it.
Maybe. I have a Sophia. I thought Sophia sounded like a dog's name. Yeah.
Really?
And I almost vetoed Sophia, but, you know, got over that.
Okay.
And Sophia is Sophia. It's fine.
That's great. The name I wanted was Thor. Yes, the superhero. Landed
Thor.
On Matthew.
All right. Landed on Matthew.
Thor wouldn't age well in job interviews.
Sure. This is like, what name were you considering naming your kid, and what name is your kid now? Oh, yeah. Okay. I wanted to name my kid Zelda after the video game, and we wound up with Olivia because my husband had no idea who Zelda even was. I think Zelda's a pretty name, though, regardless of, you know, video game, but yes.
But that's a very popular video game.
I was going to say, yes, there are gamers who are going to be way into that.
Kids are going to kid, you know? That's what I would come back to. I wanted the word or the name River. I thought it was peaceful and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very famous actor, River Phoenix.
Sure.
Landed on Jacob.
Okay.
My dad threatened to call him Mud forever if I went with River.
Oh. All right.
River makes mud.
I guess.
That's an interesting thing, but wow. Grandpa sidelined it.
All right. All right. These are the names that you were considering naming your kid, and then what your kid wound up being.
I wanted Beyonce. Don't judge me.
All right.
Landed on Lily.
Oh, that's... Yeah, they're both cute. Sure.
My husband said we couldn't set her up for disappointment.
There's only one Beyonce.
That's blazed a trail.
There's only one Beyonce.
Might be hard to live up to that name.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we got a lot of people texting in here.
Another superhero name. I wanted Storm. I'm a Marvel fan. Landed on Grace because apparently Storm is too aggressive.
Gotcha. Another person said, yeah, Axel. I liked Axel. Sounded like a rock star. Ethan because Axel my Rose. Mother-in-law said Axel sounds like a motorcycle part and a criminal.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Mother-in-law
good.
Rolls in with solid logic.
We got a text from a listener. Not my story, but I work for a daycare. One of the families there were pregnant, and their oldest son, who was 3, kept calling the unborn baby Knuckle Sandwich. Just go with that. All right. Hey, good stories. Thank you for that. It's 99.7 EJX. Coming up, feel good story. We'll get to that here in about 10 minutes on 99.7 EJX. I don't know if you need some early morning motivation, but I'll give it to you in the form of Jelly Roll.
Oh.
So Jelly Roll, you all know him, right? So
sure.
He was talking to his son Noah's flag football team. They had just lost. And so, you know, Jelly Roll is not like, hey, we'll get them next time. He said more than that.
The Tigers don't lose. The Tigers learn.
Yeah, the Tigers don't lose. The Tigers learn. He was saying the philosophy we have from this day forward, we don't lose, we learn.
Is that a deal? We don't look at that as a loss. We look at that as a learning experience.
Look at it as a learning experience.
Oh, what a good coach.
We learned something from that today. Everybody goes home and knows something they can do a little better. And everybody can go home and know something they did really good.
Yeah, so you can go home, you know something that you could do a little bit better, and know something that you did really good.
Take the time first and pat yourself on the back for what you did good. Showing up in 100 degree heat. Give me a little something here.
Right?
We feel that.
Yeah, so he's
like... Yes, the coach should let him just go ahead and coach. Like, you know what, Jelly Roll, you're onto something. Why don't you go ahead and be my assistant?
Why don't you just do this? So his wife filmed the whole thing, posted it on TikTok, and was like, everybody needs a jelly pep talk. And with like a little like emoji that was just like, oh, like one of those. But yeah,
he's getting some cool dad points.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
like, you know, tell your teammates you love them. You're proud of them. And you're going to come back next week and kick someone's butt. So
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can see that. We'll share it for you at Ben and Kelly Show. Hey, coming up next. You know, when you just start dating someone, you're learning a little bit about them. They're learning a little bit about you. You're usually putting your best foot forward, which is interesting because Anna rolls in and is like, hey, I got a new guy. You know, he checks some boxes. He's got a job. He's fun. He kind of steals things.
He likes freebies. Now, I don't know if we put this in the category.
Yeah,
of stealing.
Yeah.
That's
before
what
I
need to hash it out.
Right. Before I say stealing, maybe you'd look at this and go, well, it's not
taking more than your fair share.
Yeah, maybe it's not really stealing. So, anyways, we'll get into that coming up. 99.7 EJX. Hey, how about we do a little group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Anna, in quotes, says, I need a little advice because I think I might be dating a petty thief.
Oh.
No, I know that sounds bad.
Okay.
Been seeing this guy for a few months now. Whenever we go out, it's like he has this compulsion to take stuff. Like at restaurants, he'll ask for extra bread and then pack it up to take it home. When we grab coffee, he'll sneak handfuls of creamer and sugar packets into his pockets.
Yeah.
At brunch, he'll clean out all the jellies from the table like he's stocking up for winter. Oh. The thing is, he's got a good job. He doesn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get it. And honestly, it's starting to be a little embarrassing.
Mm.
We're only casually dating, so I don't want to humiliate him by calling it out too soon, but I also don't want to keep sitting there while he robs Denny's of condiments. Am I overreacting or should I say something before this becomes a bigger issue?
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, maybe. And I think the playful calling out is probably fine.
Sure.
Like, what are you going to do with all those butter packets?
Maybe. Yeah, or hey, babe, leave some for others.
Yeah.
I think the whole idea is, you know.
So is it, I mean, okay, is it technically stealing?
No, unless there's a sign that says one per person, which there normally isn't. They're set out there for you to use. But he's taking more than his fair share, yes.
Yeah, so if like a restaurant gives out, you know, complimentary bread at the start of the meal and you say, hey, could I have another order of bread? And then you put it in like your...
You have it bagged up like a doggy bag.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You bag it up and you take it home. And then it's like, you know, you go to a pancake place and you're like, hey, you know what? These little jelly packets are sitting here for me. I need jelly at home. Let's take some of these.
Working the system. A little bit.
Okay, so she's, the root of it is she's embarrassed.
Yes. And she thinks that maybe he's not, you know, he's taking more than he should because you're supposed to share that with others.
I mean, does Anna go out and buy him a, like, Costco packet of jelly?
And butter.
Mm-hmm. Of bread and go, here you go. I saw that you were grabbing some stuff. Wanted to make sure you never ran out.
Yeah, I just thought maybe you were running out at home, so I went to the grocery store for you.
I don't know. If you've got a thought, 502-795-1997. Maybe you were this person. Talk to us. Tell us why you justify it and what your thought process is. All right?
Yeah.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories and thoughts coming up. Anna's got a boyfriend, kind of new. He enjoys grabbing those little jelly packets because they're just so cute. And when he goes to, like, diners or, like, the extra butter, he just shoves a bunch of them in his pocket when he leaves. And she's like, he's cleaning.
He doesn't need to do that.
Yeah, he's got a good job. He takes a, like, what are you going to do with all those little creamers or sugar packets that you grab and you shove in your pocket? I feel like he's stealing. Allison rolls in. They don't give it out expecting to get it back. Let that man live his frugal life.
Exactly.
Let him live his frugal life.
Yeah, Alice says, my husband takes little packs for his lunch. Like, it's easier. You don't take, like, entire jelly bottles with you if he wants to, like, put a little jelly in his lunch. That may be what he's doing it for.
Trina.
I'm trying to figure out why I think this is stealing, most of all. Those are all things that are readily available and are free.
Okay.
I have three kids, so, like, if we go somewhere and they forget their sauce, when I go to, like, Chick-fil-A or, you know, you ask for the max amount.
You ask for the max amount of sauce.
Yep.
And if you go to Chipotle, you take extra napkins and...
You take extra napkins.
Forks and whatever.
Okay.
I keep them in my glove box.
Yep.
That way, if, you know, I go to get them a happy meal and they forgot their sauce, it's in my glove box.
So you're looking at it more as preparing for the future.
Well, I just don't... I'm just confused why she thinks it's stealing. Now, if he's, like, going to IHOP and stealing the little glass syrup bottle...
That's different.
That's different, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you, Trina. Well, yeah, I guess
he has mentioned, though, he's like takes all the jellies out of the little dish on the table.
Save some for someone else.
If you're taking all of them, that's not great. Leave some for other people.
Is that different than taking a wad of napkins?
We all do that, right?
And yeah. I was going to say, is it any different than taking a wad of napkins when you only, like, really need maybe a couple, but you're going to take a wad of them, shove the extra in your glove box for later?
Exactly. You never know when you're going to need a napkin in the car. You know, if there's an extra straw, sometimes they forget to give you straws. So I have, like, an extra in my car in case that happens. And I have, like, the little, we've got an entire drawer, now that I think about it.
Of sauce packs?
The little packets of utensils in a little baggie with a napkin from whatever, I think... Whenever we get like a salad and they give you that, and then we take it home and we end up just using our own forks, and then we didn't use that. So they go in a drawer because I put them in my car just in case you're out somewhere, you're not coming home to eat, and they forget to give it to you.
Well, then it's like, okay, Let's turn our eyes on to Chinese restaurants and sushi places that dump thousands of sauce packets in your bag.
They're generous.
They're like, here you go. Just in case you need a gallon of duck sauce to go with your egg roll there. All right.
Oh, Trina says, as a former manager at Wendy's, I promise we have boxes of sauces. They're ordered twice a week. I promise they don't care or even notice. Okay, so I think on a level of like sauce packets, not a big deal. But if like you're at one of the restaurants where they have like a little dish of the little butter packets or the little jelly like containers, and you're taking all of them, not even any left on the table, that's probably not
there
good.
Is a listener who's rolling in and saying, "Look, I'm guilty of taking a bunch of napkins, but I currently work for Gordon Food Service."
Yeah,
and so after I see the cost of condiments and jellies. And in my eyes, when someone's taken a bunch, I do consider it stealing. But in reality, restaurants just need to keep that stuff off the table and limit them in very small amounts and charge for
extras.
According
to her opinion, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. So,
not technically stealing, maybe rude in taking more than your fair share if you're like cleaning off the table and not leaving any left.
Yeah. So I think it's more on the onus is on the restaurant. To say, hey, if we don't want you to take this, then we're not going to put it out for you to take.
Right.
You're going to have to ask us for it.
Right.
Okay.
And there are some that they'll charge extra for. Like if you want an extra, significant sauce they give you from behind the counter, they're going to charge it for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything that's out that you can for the taking, then you can. It's not technically stealing. Now, is it rude that you're taking more than typical, more than you need, maybe.
All right. Well, hey, Anna, for now, maybe just let him live his life. I understand it's embarrassing, and maybe you can just kind of go at it from that perspective, not necessarily a stealing perspective, but like, come on, do we really need this?
Yeah. Do you need that many? You leave some for other people.
I have never seen you use that many jelly packets once.
And just see what he says. I mean, you really have never asked him about it.
Right. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. And now we're going to try to test you on your
dude knowledge.
Let's all introduce you to Christina calling us from Bullitt County. Hi there, Christina.
Hey.
Like on a normal day. How high do you think your dude knowledge is? Do you think you got a pretty healthy dude knowledge?
Oh, no. I'm single, so I don't know much about men, clearly.
Got it. All right. This will be great. You know what? We might do some learning.
You know, Christine is from Bullitt County. Yes, she is single, but listen. Strawberry blonde hair, 5'0". She's a short queen. She works for a locksmith, so she can break into your house. This is great.
This is awesome. That's a great skill set.
These are skill sets that you need.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to learn some today.
Listen, Christina, do you ever use any sort of like locksmith humor to try to like get in the door, like open up a line as a one-liner for a guy?
You know, I've never done that.
Maybe we start adding that in.
Like,
you might have a little luck there.
Is that a key in your pocket? I could unlock your pants.
No, I don't think we do that. That's not a. We're going to workshop that. We'll workshop
all
that
right,
a little bit more.
All right. That's all good. It's all good, Christina.
Okay.
All right. So we're testing you on your
dude knowledge.
Kelly has not seen these questions.
I have not.
She can be used once as a lifeline, but don't know how well she'll do either.
Listen, you're right.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. What brand has the slogan Built Tough?
Built Tough.
It's actually Built Blank Tough, but the blank is the answer.
That's the answer. Okay. Oh, I know. Built Blank Tough.
Is it a garbage bag?
Built Garbage Bag Tough is your answer. That is not right. Built Ford Tough is what we were looking for.
Ah, dang. That's okay. You still have me as a lifeline because you didn't use me that
way. All right.
Okay.
All right. Next question. Christina, what do the numbers 87, 89, or 93 mean on a gas pump?
Okay, isn't that like the unleaded premium, super premium gas?
Sure, but what does it mean? What do they refer to?
You can tag me in if you need.
Yes, give me Kelly.
Oh, all right, you're tagging Kelly in? You think Kelly knows? All right.
The ethanol level, right?
You said ethanol level?
Yeah.
I'm just going to...
Really?
I'm going to hit you on a technicality there, Kelly. It's octane rating.
Octane.
It's the octane rating.
She would have gotten it wrong anyway.
She's 0 for 2. All right, Christina, you're doing...
much help.
You're doing great. Dude knowledge. Right. The Governor's Cup is the trophy given to the winner of what?
The Governor's Cup. Okay. Is it going to be golf?
You're doing great. No, it's the winner of the UK U of L football game.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that either.
Oh, my God!
Okay,
so
I don't feel bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't remember what it was.
We're only 3 questions in, and there are 0 right answers. Okay. This is not going to bode well for you, Christina.
A lot of learning that's happening,
yeah,
though.
Learning.
That's
it's
the
learning.
Positive side of it. We're learning.
It's learning.
Fun stuff
It's
today.
Learning. All right, question 4, dude knowledge. According to fire officials, how many smoke detectors should you have in your home?
Oh, my goodness. One for each room.
Well, give me a number. Give me a range. Give me a number range.
Okay, how about 5?
I'll accept it. I'll accept that.
Oh, good.
I'll accept
well
that.
Done.
Five.
I was going to say both of that.
Yeah, you're supposed to have between like 5 and 10, which is way more than I have, or way more than I thought.
What if you don't have 5 to 10 rooms in your house?
Yeah, well, that's on you, I guess.
I'm going to go with her, one for every room.
You got one right. All right, last question. Dude knowledge. Who won the 2025 Kentucky Derby?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Come on now.
Starvington. Okay.
Did you say Starvington?
Starvington.
Starvington. Starvington.
She came up with a guess.
You know
that's
what?
More than I could do.
You
that's
know what,
really
Christina?
Good.
I'm gonna
give
say
her half a point.
No, I'm not. But
no?
it's sovereignty.
Oh,
no. Sovereignty.
Oh, sovereignty.
You were.
Oh, that's right.
You had it somewhere. Okay.
She was trying.
Yeah. Yeah. You did.
She was trying.
Hey, I tried my hardest.
Did you try your hardest? You got one right, Christina. I don't think that's trying your hardest.
She did. That's really hard. Dude, knowledge is hard.
All right, so...
It is.
We don't care what's in the gas pump. Just put it in the car, make it drive.
Does it make it go vroom, vroom?
Yes. That's what I need to know.
Christina, hey, thank you. You've been a doll. We're going to hook you up, all right, just for hanging out with us, okay? So... Hang
perfect.
Tight. You're a winner in life, even though you're not a winner at this game, okay?
Yes, that's the magic of our game.
She
you
knows,
don't have to be good at them.
Listen,
yeah.
Fellas, ladies, she knows nothing about men. This could be fun, all right?
Awesome.
All right, Christina, hang tight. She's like, what did I just do on the radio?
That was hard.
All right. So we can be sure that she does not know her
dude knowledge.
Yeah, neither did I at
nope.
all.
Nope, on 99.7 DJX. Hey, we'll have more tickets for Ed Sheeran to win.
Also, congratulations, Sovereignty. Completely forgot about that.
We do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is a really cool... viral moment born out of a chance encounter at a hotel in Iowa.
Okay.
Middle of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bride is Kelly. She happens to run into Camila Cabello.
Oh, wow.
In this hotel lobby.
All right.
It's her wedding weekend. She's there kind of with her family.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to seize the moment in the best way. She kind of admits to Camila, hey, we're dancing to your song at our reception, the father-daughter dance. Isn't
yeah.
that amazing? And then cut to the next day at the reception, Camila shows up.
Wow.
And sings.
I plan this little last minute kind of thing that we put together, and I'm really honored to be a part of this moment for you, Kelly. We were at our hotel yesterday, and I run into Kelly and her family, and she's like, guess what? I'm doing my father-daughter dance to your song, First Man. And that's just a really special song to me. It's a song that I wrote about my dad and about, you know, the moment that I get married, which I have not been married yet, but I wonder if that's be my father.
What are the odds?
I know. And she's singing, and then the bride and her dad are dancing, and it's just magical.
Oh,
and
that's
she
cool.
looked beautiful. She wears like this black silk dress, kind of looked like she was dressed to come to the wedding. And yeah, just an amazing thing for Camila to agree to do. Not sure why she was there in Iowa.
I was going
to
say, what are the chances that she's in Iowa? And don't you want to know why?
Yeah, I didn't deep dive to figure that part out, but she was there and just happened to be in the same hotel as Kelly and her wedding and all the things. And how cool is that?
So, that's real cool.
Amazing video that you can see on our website. It lives there at WDJX.com.
I was saying earlier today how I was in the zone. And, you know, if you're driving in your car, sometimes you just get into a routine and it's more muscle memory than it is actually using your brain. And you just drive and you're just like, okay, I've driven to work 1,000 times,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I just know
get
where I'm
autopilot
going.
And sometimes autopilot's wrong.
Yeah. And I had a moment this morning where I realized I like woke up from my like zoned out stupor while I was getting on the freeway to go downtown to a office building of ours that is no longer there.
Like, oh, no. Where am I going?
And it was like, it hit me as I was getting on the on-ramp. And, you know, it's early in the morning. It's like before 4 o'clock in the morning. So,
yeah. You
know, part of me in my brain, I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? No. And so I had that moment, that flash, that moment of, well, I could just stop.
No, you cannot.
Back down the ramp.
Not on a ramp. Nope.
And still, it's, you know, rational minds prevail. And it's like, no, I just need to get on the freeway and then figure out and get off the nearest exit and then just backtrack and go back around. And which is what I ended up doing. But, you know, if you ever see, and I'm sure you've seen this dozens of times in the past month, when you're like on the Watterson or on the Snyder, and then all of a sudden someone whips over 2 lanes of traffic to like get off or to get on or whatever. And you're like, okay, what were they doing? Not paying attention. And when it's like, well, or they were just in their zone.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of going through the motions, and then they snap and they're like, oh, wait, hang on a second. I'm not supposed to get on this freeway here.
Either way, the rule is you go up to the next exit and you get off. We're not going to do U-turns. We're not going right back down. We're not reversing on the ramp. We're not
now,
doing
Now, I
of
will
that.
Say there is one time that I did that.
What?
And that was Thunder. That was Thunder years ago. We had
everything was stopped.
We had a broadcast in Southern Indiana, right?
Yeah.
And so and anybody who understands Thunder understands that traffic is very regulated. Like you there are places that are blocked off. They want you going specific ways.
Yep.
So I almost got back on the freeway to go back across the river to Louisville. When I was over there, and I started getting on the wrong, like, ramp. And I realized this, and I'm like, if I get on and I have to go over to Louisville, it's going to add 40 minutes to my drive. And we've got a broadcast. I got to be there. Like I can't be late for this. And so I said,
are you in the station vehicle in this, by the way?
No.
Okay, thank God. It's like, that's not a good look.
So I said,
it's not a good look.
So I said, Elizabeth, because she was with me, I said, I'm going to do something. It's like I was warning her.
Yep, I'm gonna need you not to say anything about it.
I know.
You just let Daddy do what he's going
to
do.
You need to just... maybe put your head in your arms and like squat down like it's a tornado drill. I don't know what you need to do, but I'm going to do something. And I stopped and I started backing back on the on-ramp to 65 South so I could get back on the ramp that I needed to go.
Were you on the shoulder? People are behind you. No.
They there was nowhere to go. So I was lucky that no one was behind me.
Oh my gosh. But then at any given moment, someone could turn on there.
I know.
At any given moment. And they're not going to expect someone to be reversing down the ramp.
That's right. That would have been a surprise for everyone.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. So I've done that before.
OMG.
I think that's the first time I've ever admitted that on the air.
Out of the two of us, how is it that I have been in three wrecks in a year? How is that the possible?
I'm just the better driver, Kelly.
I'm not making the bad choices. I'm sitting still and I'm getting hit by other people.
I'm just the better driver, obviously.
Oh, okay. Yeah, making choices like that.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sitting waiting to make left-hand turns and I get hit. That's me.
So, hey, hopefully you don't just go through the motions today, is what I'm saying. All right?
Hopefully, when you get in the car, you know where you're going. You don't miss an exit. But if you do, you go to the next exit.
All right. So, hey, coming up next, we're going to dive into a little maybe Ben and Kelly court.
Yeah, let's insert ourselves into a family argument. I love that.
Yeah, a little name drama action happening. Been a lot of name issues on the show today.
It's been a theme has emerged.
It has. So that's coming up next, thanks to Deanna and her little issue that she's experiencing on the way on 99.7 DJX. Time for a little Ben and Kelly court action. Thanks to Deanna and the need for us to help her settle a debate between her cousin, her sister, her brother, and her.
Why not add some more people into that?
Right.
Why not?
You know what? More cooks in the kitchen are always better.
Absolutely. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I need for you to settle a debate. Is it okay for a grandparent to name themselves?
Okay.
My uncle just became a grandpa for the first time, and he asked his daughter, my cousin, if they could call him Cool Papa B.
Cool Papa B.
And she said no,
oh,
which I thought was a little harsh.
Okay.
I mean, doesn't a grandparent get to pick? They've earned it.
Right.
My brother and sister say grandparents picking out their own name is cringe, and it should happen organically.
Organically.
So what do you think? Thanks, guys. I love your show.
I like how you...
I have to read it the way it's written.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, grandparents picking out their names. Did you... I know, wait, it's Oma and Opa.
Oma and Opa are my parents.
Yeah, those are your parents.
We've got Pop Pop and Grandma Pat. Then now we have Gigi and G Daddy, and they named themselves.
Okay, so they did.
They
pick
did
out their
name
names.
Themselves. Yep, they said this is what we're going to be called. Like, all right,
and that
wasn't already taken. So
it wasn't already taken,
right? And we got Grandma Terry. That's pretty
standard.
Standard, yeah.
Yeah.
So that those are kind of all the grandparents in our world.
Yeah, so like my mom is just Grandma, you know, Grandma Kathy. And my mother-in-law was going to be Grammy. So we were thinking, okay, that's how we're going to differentiate the two. Mm-hmm. One's going to be Grandma, one's going to be Grammy. So, mm-hmm. Grammy.
It helps the kids keep track.
Yeah.
Of who you're talking about.
But Isabel and Sophia were the firstborns for anyone, right?
Sure.
So, on either side. So, she hadn't been crowned yet with a name. And so, we tried to get them to say Grammy. It came out Gwee-Gwee, and she's been Gwee-Gwee for 22 years.
I love that. I love it.
Like,
sometimes, like, letting the kid end up, like, naming the grandparent
right.
when they're old enough to start to communicate.
I mean, the girls are 21. They still call her Gwee-Gwee. That's her name.
Yes,
100%. Exactly. So,
yes.
And I think about that because I have an aunt who, I call her Aunt Nisa, and Denise is her name, but same deal. It's like I couldn't pronounce the whole thing when I was little.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think kids are going to call cool. I mean, I think Cool Papa B is funny. But
that is funny.
I don't know if they're going to.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Roll off the tongue as easily.
Yeah.
Papa B might work. Just drop the cool. Keep Papa B.
Got a text from a listener. My dad is called Dude Paw.
Dude Paw.
I think as long as they pick before the baby is here, so the kid is used to it, it's totally fine. LOL. That's
great. Well, I mean, it's gonna be a while before the kid is old enough to start to understand names and recognize them.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got a little bit of time.
I don't know if this is a hard and fast like decision, like you win, you lose. Like
I don't see this as a
win lose debate sort of thing. I see it as a kid's gonna call the parents. What they're going to call the parents or the grandparents, you know?
Sure. Michelle said, I chose my name because I was a young grandma and I didn't want to be a grandma, so I'm Hannah.
Oh, yeah. I get that. Like if you're in your mid-30s and you're already a grandparent, you're like, ooh, I don't feel like that right now. So, yeah, I get that. Let's hear some more. I want to hear some more of these names, all right? 502-795-1997. And we'll come up with a ruling, too, if we can, on the way, on 9970JX. Deanna had asked us, hey, is it cool for grandparents to name their own, name themselves if they're going to be grandparents? Because she's got a uncle, just became a grandpa for the first time. Uncle wants to be known as Cool Papa B, her cousin, his daughter.
No.
Like, nope.
That's a little harsh.
And then her brother and sister roll in and say, yeah, that's cringe.
But you know what? Just how about Papa B? Just drop the cool. And maybe it's better.
Well, here's
Papa
the thing.
Papa B's easy to say.
I still feel like the kids are going to call the grandparents what they're going to call the grandparents. Like,
correct.
Yeah, you know, like,
correct.
Like you can
maybe
steer them.
Start with trying to suggest that, but they're going to morph it into something.
Yeah, you can steer them in that direction, but they're going to go.
Yeah, so. Bonnie says on Facebook, yes, a grandparent can pick out what they want their grandchild to call them. I'm Grammy, but also called Gram-Gram, Graham Cracker. And my 2-year-old granddaughter cannot say Grammy, so she called me Mammy or Mimi, which I think is adorable. Let them decide what he wants to be called, and the grandkids will either call him that or something else. What does it matter, seriously?
Yeah, Rebecca, my older sister just became a grandparent, and she's been workshopping names that sounded cute. she says, I think the grandparents should at least pick at first, but once the kid starts talking, it's really up to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Frank says, my name has turned out to be Grand Pee Pee. Which I find ultra flattering, considering the kid's never seen that. All right.
Wow. Okay. Grand BP.
Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are.
Oh, my gosh.
Landing on.
We are.
Yes, let the grandparents start, and then whatever the kids gonna call them.
We got another text. We are Papo and Marco. My sister Jane is JJ, but it taught her grandkids to call her Vajayjay. That's great.
Oh gosh.
That's great. All right. Well, hey, good story. I love it. I love all these. These are fantastic.
This is so great.
Well,
I mean, you know, Amy says, you know, my grandma's name was Zanna. We called her Granny Z. Mm-hmm. One of the girls I work with called her grandma Queen. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, all of it works. I love the most
the random ones.
The random ones are
funny. Yeah.
Yes.
Those are good. Hey, well, good luck, Deanna, with that. I don't think we're all saying sure, suggestions, yes, but the kid's going to call the grandparents what they're going to call them.
Yeah,
so.
There's a lot of Nanas. We had a Nana too. And Nana's always a good one to fall back on. But yeah, let Cool Papa B be Papa B. Maybe don't say the cool part. You can
tell
and say, okay, you're cool, Papa B, and then just teach the kid to say Papa B.
No.
all
right.
Really bothers you.
So there you go. Thanks. Keep us posted. Let's get to a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Andrew says, hey, Ben and Kelly, how about a phone tap for my friend Gary?
How about it?
He's the manager of one of those big box retail stores that are heading into their busiest season of the year with all the holidays coming up. Seems like a great time to prank him, Rob.
So, yeah, Robert Hassenpepper, fake dude, a little upset. He's noticed some stores have already started displaying Christmas decorations.
Too soon.
So he needs to tell someone about it. How about it?
Hello, this is Gary. How can I help you?
Ah, they transferred me to you. You're the manager, right?
Yes, that's right.
Your name's Gary, you said?
Right. How can I help you?
Gary, I'm going to try to remain calm here, but I was in your store yesterday.
Yes.
And I see that you've already put up some Christmas things on display.
Yeah, I know. It seems a bit early, right?
Yeah, it certainly is, Gary. Let me ask you. Do you have a calendar there?
Yes, I do have a calendar.
And you know what today's date is, right?
Yes, I know what today's date is.
So you know it's ludicrous to have Christmas decorations and trees on display in the store already, right, Gary?
I hear what you're saying, and I'm sorry you're upset, but we're on a corporate schedule for things like that. It's a big chain, and all the stores are on the same schedule.
And just to be clear, Gary, you know we haven't celebrated Halloween yet, right?
I do realize that.
And you know that we're still a long way away from Thanksgiving, too, right?
That is true.
And Hanukkah, right?
Okay, I'm not sure what we're doing here.
It's too early for Christmas stuff, Gary. Too early for Christmas music. It's too early for trees and ornaments and wreaths. Stores should not be allowed to put up Christmas stuff until it's time for Christmas stuff. Right now, it's time for Halloween stuff, Gary.
To be fair, we do have a large section of Halloween costumes and decorations in our seasonal area right now.
Well, that's great, Gary. That's okay. It's a little early for that, too, if I'm honest. But put out your Halloween stuff and let Halloween happen. Then it's time for Thanksgiving displays and let Thanksgiving happen. Then, and only then, ta-da, it's time for Christmas. You see how that all is supposed to work?
Again, this is not something we have a lot of control over locally. You know, the home office makes the schedule. Would you like me to give you a phone number for our corporate office?
No, Gary, I want to talk to you. Look, I'm not trying to be unreasonable. I know you're not the only place that does this, but every year I see decorations on the streets and displays in stores and holiday music playing, and every year seems to start earlier and earlier and earlier. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Okay. Yes, I realize this bothers some people. It makes sense.
It bothers me, Gary. Bothers me.
Well, I'm so sorry, and we certainly do not want to lose you as a customer.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, even though it's only September.
I get the message. You're not ready for Christmas.
Joy to the world. Wow. Gary took my call.
All right. Thank you for your call. And I'll be sure to let my boss know that you're unhappy.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to tell the boss. They probably heard all this on 99.7 DJX anyway.
They what?
Hey. Gary! Hey, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX. A little phone tap here for you. It's all fake.
Really? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Andrew thought you could use a little early Christmas spirit. So, hey, here we are!
Andrew. Well, you did it.
Yep.
Especially your singing.
Oh, there's more where that came from. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
No. No more.
All right.
The Christmas music in the background, though.
So
really.
Nice. So nice.
That's so great.
Sets the stage, sets the scene.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Just started.
Pull the switch. All right.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Gary answered my call. There's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Every hour we do it. Kelly.
So this is a bachelorette party. The ladies were from North Carolina. Right. They were in Salem, Massachusetts. Mm. Savannah's the bride. She was there with her friends. They were playing this card game that has different challenges on there. And one of the cards said to ask someone to serenade the bride-to-be.
Okay.
They were near a firehouse. So they kind of went up and said, that guy, that was Kenny. He's a fireman.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out he's pretty dang good. He's a singer. He busted out Mario's 2004 song, Let Me Love You.
What I do,
I'll be coming home,
back to you, every night, doing you right, circuit things, and for the rain,
baby, you're a star,
I just want to show you you are.
Let me love you. Let me be the one.
Everything you want and need.
That's,
I mean, they were harmonizing with them. They sounded amazing. I mean, that's all the ingredients for an amazing viral video. And, yeah, the fire team put the bride in a firefighter jacket. She was wearing heart sunglasses. I mean, it was just
cute,
super sweet moment. The fire station shared it on Facebook. We've got the full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Maguire Injury Lawyers.
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. When your job is restoration specialist, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a 3,000-year-old bracelet belonging to a king and melting it down, you're doing okay.
Melting it down?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this
That wasn't the job.
Right. This restoration specialist was at Cairo's Egyptian Museum. You know, has access to that sort of stuff. Took a 3,000-year-old bracelet belonging to a king. They then contacted a silver jeweler.
Oh, no.
Who sold it to a gold jeweler. The jeweler then sold it to a foundry worker who melted it down with other pieces. Everybody in there wound up confessing after being arrested.
Oh, wow. So it was like a little ring.
Yeah, I guess so.
A crime.
Right, it was a bracelet crime.
Yes, a ring of crime around the bracelet.
Yeah, so this king, I guess, ruled Egypt from 1001 to 992 BC. So this was old.
This was very, very, very old.
Artifact, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's always fascinating that they thought to make jewelry back then.
Well, I mean, they like nice things, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, but when you're the restoration specialist, probably not a good idea to go,
Methinks that was the cover.
Yeah,
methinks
right.
He wasn't really a restoration specialist. Methinks he was just a thief who brokered lots of deals.
Yeah. Now,
buy the stolen thing.
That's probably not the only thing that he has sold from the Egyptian Museum. So.
Yeah, sounds like it's not his first rodeo.
Probably not.
He just got caught this time.
He did. So that's your setting the bar story.
And you can't get that back.
No. It's melted
it's
down.
Done. It's melted done. Down. It's
done.
Oh, no.
Yep. On 99.7 DJX. I realize things in my feed are different than things in your feed and different from things in other feeds just because, you know, your feed is curated from the stuff that you tend to gravitate towards and
it learns what you like.
Yeah. So I see things like, these are celebrity marathon times. And so I was a little bit miffed that Will Ferrell ran a marathon faster than I have. I did mine in like 4 hours and 6 minutes. I was trying to break 4 hours, but I didn't. So then Harry Styles, who is no stranger to running, he's run marathons before. He ran the Tokyo.
Tokyo. He's been showing up in random places around the world to run these races.
Yes, exactly. So he disguised himself and entered
a fake name.
Yeah, entered as a different name, not Harry Styles.
Said something.
Up running 2 hours and 59 minutes, broke a 3-hour marathon, which is fast.
That is amazing. Stead Sarandos.
Is that what he went as?
Yes, Stead Sarandos. That's the name he went with. And he was undone when an eagle-eyed newspaper reporter recognized him, put it out there, and then the marathon people had to admit, yeah, that was him.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, when you're running in a marathon, you have your hat down, you're wearing glasses maybe,
yes.
and you're, but like he's
he had
got
a headband, sunglasses, tried to, you know, be incognito and blend in,
yeah, but, you know, he's got tattoos on his legs and things like that you can kind of go, oh, okay, that's Harry Styles.
That guy looks like Harry Styles. You see, compare the tattoos. Yep, that is Harry Styles.
But yeah, so Harry Styles rolls in with a sub-3-hour marathon, which is very impressive.
That sounds incredible.
Which is one of those things where you're like, huh, like, that's surprising.
Yes, but, I mean, he hasn't been pumping out new music lately.
Yeah, yeah.
The tour ended a long time ago. What's he been doing? Apparently lots of marathons.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, it's like, I take a look at some of this stuff, and I'm like, wait, you mean to tell me that You know, I was slower than people like Pippa Middleton, who ran it in 3 hours and 56 minutes. Will Ferrell, like I said, another 3 hour and 56 minuter. Edward Norton, 3 hours and 48 minutes. I mean, even George W. ran it in 3 hours and 44 minutes. And I'm like, George W.? Yeah, exactly.
How old is he?
Right, right. Well, I mean, this was obviously when he was younger, but still. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, congrats to Harry. You can see all that at WDJX.com. But yeah, makes you feel some sort of way if, you know, you're getting out there, you're like, hey, Gordon Ramsay, 3 hours and 30 minutes to finish a marathon.
Are you still on that? Let it go, man.
It's 99.7 DJX. Hey, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com, tap, listen. I feel like there was a lot about names today.
There was. It was a little bit of a name theme. It was, you know, baby names. It was grandparents' names, all the things. And before we, like, drop the mic, leave the room, we need to kind of pivot to this bonus feel-good, I'd say. Out of 10 new possible NASA astronauts, one Navy pilot, an Oldham County native.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Says she's ready for the next two challenging years. Lieutenant Commander Erin Overcash, she's a North Oldham High School grad from Goshen.
Yeah.
Made it through two rounds of intense interviews. Got that call back in July.
Yeah.
That NASA had more than 8,000 applicants from across the country in this class, and now she's one out of 10 possible new astronauts.
That's cool.
That's amazing.
I mean, that you want to talk like rigorous training.
Yes. Now, my uncle worked for NASA mm-hmm. back in the day, but he was not like astronaut stuff.
We had a coworker whose brother works for NASA, I want to say, mm-hmm. Back in the day. But yeah, down in Texas.
A friend of mine from high school, he ended up like as an intern co-op thing during college at NASA. So,
well, I know how to spell NASA.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
All right. Well, hey, kudos to, look at that, Oldham County getting some shine there.
Could have an astronaut from North Oldham High School.
Love that. Love that.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah, anything else you missed, WDJX.com. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.